So the unexpected king, expectation versus reality. Those two things are not always the same. Have you ever ordered something online? It looked perfect. Saw the picture, it looked amazing, the colour was right, description perfect for what you wanted, and the reviews were brilliant, and you thought to yourself, that's exactly what I need. And after a few days it arrives, or the next day if you pay for your Amazon Prime, whatever, and you're all excited, you can't wait to get it out of the box, and then suddenly you find out it didn't quite match the picture. Here's the thing. The picture created expectation. But when reality showed up, the reality didn't match what you had in your mind. Palm Sunday is exactly that. I just want you to picture the scene on Palm Sunday. You're standing on the road to Jerusalem. The crowd is graying. People are shouting. And the palm branches are waving. And everyone's thinking, this is it. This is it. They believed this was the moment that everything was about to change. They were expecting a king, but not just any king, a king who would take power. They were expecting a revolution, a takeover, and Rome to fall. They wanted a king who's going to fix everything out there for them. Instead, came along Jesus, riding in on a donkey. But here's the problem. They weren't wrong to expect a king. God had promised a king. They were just wrong about what type of king he would be. He would be righteous, not corrupt with power. He would bring salvation, not just a political change. He would be humble, not aggressive. And he would come in riding on a donkey, not a war horse. But God had already spoken, as was told in the book of Zechariah. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. God had told them what kind of king was coming, but the people didn't see it. They had the prophecy, but they didn't understand it. Their expectation wasn't shaped by prophecy. It was shaped by preference. And if we're honest, we all do exactly the same thing still today. Ordering something online was a great example of that. See, there was a big difference between the king they wanted and the king God promised. They wanted a war horse, a warrior waving a sword. They wanted a revolution, but God promised a king coming on a donkey, bringing peace and a sacrifice for us. They wanted a king who was going to come in and take power. God sent a king who would lay down his life for a nation and a generations to come. Mark tells us, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly. So you see, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem wasn't just random. It was a plan. Jesus wasn't reacting. He was fulfilling the prophecy. Now, as Jesus was approaching the city of Jerusalem, he could see the large crowd celebrating. The scenes were unbelievable. But Jesus is weeping. As he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and he wept over it. The reason for this was the people in the crowd saw a moment, but Jesus saw their hearts. You can be close to Jesus and still miss who he is. And that's what the crowd were doing there on that day. The people missed him. But while they were missing him, others started to look for him. John tells us there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who is from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. See, the people who were supposed to be recognizing him missed him. And yet the people who were expecting him started seeking him. This king, our King Jesus, had come for everyone. Now, despite their blindness, the crowd were all shouting. They were crying out. They were waving their palms. Hosanna! Hosanna! Meaning, save us now. But save us from what? The people meant Rome. They wanted a political change. Yet Jesus meant something deeper. Jesus came for spiritual transformation. And sadly, it wasn't too long after the cries of Hosanna became crucify him. And the reason being is he didn't live up to their expectations. They wanted the throne with the sword. They didn't get that. They didn't get what they was after. What they did get was a cross. Something much more powerful, but misunderstood at the time. They had the prophecy. They had the moment. They even had Jesus right in front of them. More fortunate than us. We didn't get that. But they still missed him, which was a shame. Moral of the story is, If you ignore the prophecy, you misunderstand Jesus. Don't fall into that trap. So there's the question. Who is Jesus to you? Is he the king you expect? Or the king that he truly is? There's a big difference, and one that can easily be mistaken. This is a pretty short preach, given the long worship we've had. So I'm just going to ask for the end of it, for you just to all stand now. And I just want us to take a moment and declare, not like the crowd on the road to Jerusalem that misunderstood, but like the people who understand who and what Jesus really is. So let's cry out together. The words are on the screen now. Hosanna! Save us now! Jesus is King! Thank you.